Sam Penix is the owner and operator of the famed Everyman Espresso coffee shops all over New York City. He was on the 30 under 30 list. So Sam is and featured in New York Times and New York Magazine. Like, Sam is super famous in New York. But that's not why he's here today. He's not here as an entrepreneur. We have Sam here today as a millennial because something big happened today in the world of pop culture. And I feel like two 40-year-olds explaining this is, you know, probably not as good as a millennial explaining this to everybody. So first of all, hello, Sam. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello. How are you?
So I'm good. We're going to play the Demi Lovato, just a little piece of Demi Lovato, who has today made a big announcement.
I want to take this moment to share something very personal with you. Over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work. And through this work, I've had the revelation that I identify as non-binary. With that said, I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them. I feel that this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still am discovering.
That's a big deal. I mean, Demi Lovato is a huge artist. She has this huge following. When I saw this, I was like, yeah, I'm so here for it. And my friends were like, wait, what? Because here's the thing. So this is a little more common in your generation. I haven't had any friends, nobody I know in their 40s or my older friends, like in their 50s. I don't know anybody so far who has identified as non-binary in my generation. So they feel like this is a millennial thing and they kind of don't get it. So I thought better that you talk about it and you explain it than, you know, Anthony and I, or certainly me, not him.
Not me.
I'll try. Well, first of all, yes, I'm a millennial, I guess, because I was born in 1985. But I would say that for me, I also didn't grow up with a lot of people that identified as non-binary. And I think that this is maybe, to give them credit, a little bit more of a Gen Z or the generation after me. But as somebody who is adjacent to the non-binary community and as a non-typical gender myself as a trans man, I think I can identify enough to kind of boost up my non-binary siblings. So yeah, I mean, first of all, congratulations to another human being, Demi Lovato, like thinking about how they want to express themselves and thinking about what they need in their life and being super healthy and in a good place to express that and make that announcement. So that's really exciting for them. What do you want to know?
Well, what I want to know mostly is, like, when I talk to friends of mine from my generation, certainly like Gen X, mm-hmm. you know, the Gen X crowd and some of my older friends, I've got friends that are kind of like in that generation that doesn't really have a title, kind of like in the middle of nowhere. Because this is sort of like a new concept, I know people my entire life who just identify as like androgynous, you know, that was always the thing. And maybe this is just like another term, another way to kind of express that. Like, I don't really identify as male or female. People are having a hard time understanding non-binary when you look at, I mean, someone like Asia Kate Dillon from Billions, like when they came out as non-binary, it was like, oh, that makes sense. Like there are pronouns for the identity that when you look at somebody and go male, female, not sure, they, them, got it. You know, and I think for a lot of people of older generations, they look at that and they're like, wait, but what about, like, last week we talked about Courtney Stodden, and Courtney Stodden is really an interesting character because they are very feminine looking and very beautiful and very into like makeup and hair and very sexy. And the minute people look at them, they think, you know, oh, she's hot. No, she's a they and them. And she's trying to express that she's been non-binary forever. And she just now has the words for it. And that it's very confusing for some people when you look at somebody and they don't look like what you would think of when you think of somebody who's non-binary.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's just it's a matter of language evolving to describe the experiences of human beings. I think non-binary people have always existed. Like you said, like there were other words for describing the expression of that person, and how in the past, like maybe we would have said androgynous, or like we would have, there has definitely always been a place for that, but now there's language and we're trying to incorporate that and understand it and bring it into our culture. And I think that's where people get hung up. But the thing is you don't have to completely understand anything.
Right.
You just have to listen and love people and it, and enjoy the particularities of who they are, and like, you know, that's that. Right. So, but I think really people are just trying to, modernize and like talk about and have language for the way that they feel inside. And the more that that happens, I think the healthier our like communities become, because right. the freer people are to express themselves, the less they feel like they're hiding who they are. They get to be their full authentic selves. And, you know, you don't have to like, you don't have to be an expert on it or know all the right things to say. I think that all that people are asking for is that you have an open mind and an open heart, and you have, you know, some good listening skills.